We back in Norway. We are back in Norway.
Ja, vi är tillbaka i Norge.
So because this home, this house is our home.
Så för det här stället är vårt hem.
We want to say welcome to all those that are coming from far distance.
Så vill vi säga välkommen till alla dock som kommer väldigt långt bort ifrån.
Just feel free.
Bara känna er fri.
And we just want to so honor also Andreas, director of this base now.
Så vi vill å ära Andreas som är den nya ledaren på det här stället nu.
And Leif and Anders.
Leif och Anders.
And also not forgetting the founder of the house, Papa Håkon.
Och inte glöm grundläggaren av det här stället, Papa Håkon.
And all the leadership, Anita, and the rest of the team.
Och hela ledarskapet, Anita och resten av teamet.
So I'm so excited to be in Jesus conference.
Så jag är så begeistrad för att vara på Jesus konferens.
When you come to Jesus conference,
när du kommer på Jesus konferens,
I know that there is no critical person here.
Så vet att det finns ingen kritiska personer här.
I know there is no judgmental person here.
Och det är ingen någon som är dömande här.
We all came to enjoy him.
Så vi alla kämpar för att njuta
wow,
Jesus.
Wow, wow, what a wonderful.
Det är härligt.
So beautiful.
Det är så vackert.
I came with my wife.
Jag kom hit med kona min.
And she has a big responsibility.
Och ja, hon har en stor stort ansvar.
Now she has a grandson.
Har fått ett barnbarn.
One month old. Hey,
en månad gammal.
God is so good. God is so good.
Gud är så god.
So before I come, I want to just put the title of the message this evening quickly.
Och före kom så fick jag det här överskriften.
So the title of the message is "Let your scars tell the story."
Och överskriften är "La dina arr fortäll din historia."
If you want to write it down, just write down that title. Let your scars tell the story.
La arran dina fortäll historien.
So where I took this message from?
Och det ser som jag tog det här budskapet från.
I was sick myself.
Vart väldigt sjuk själv.
27 oktober.
2025.
The doctors discovered that I was not supposed to be alive.
Så upptäckte läkaren att jag skulle egentligen inte varit i livet.
Because I didn't have a bladder.
För det jag hade inte en blåda.
Bladder, you know what is bladder? No, bladder. What keeps the urine?
Yeah, urinblåda. Vi har två blåda i vart fall.
So the doctor said, why can you come here and
you
still alive? You were supposed to be dead because you don't have a bladder.
Och var i livet för du skulle inte leva du för du har inte någon urinblåda.
I remember we've been coming to Norway almost 10 years, 10 times or 8 times.
Jag har varit i Norge 8-10 gånger.
And I didn't know myself. That I'm going to Norway bladderless.
Och det att komma till Norge utan blåda.
Even my wife.
He can go kona me.
When we got married, she didn't know that I'm getting married with a bladderless man.
När vi gifte oss så visste jag att du gifte dig med en bladderlös man.
But we got married anyway.
Men vi var gift likaväl.
All right. 27 October last year.
27 oktober i fjol.
The doctor said you were supposed to be dead because you don't have a bladder.
Så säger doktorn att du skulle egentligen vara död för du har inte någon blåda.
And at this time my belly was like this.
Och på det här tidspunktet så var magen min så stor.
Because in my stomach the urine was swimming in my stomach.
Så i bukhålan så svämt all urin runt.
What had happened is that 1994, my bladder busted out.
Så i 1994 så var det som at blæra mi sprakk.
So from that time 1994 until last year 31 years I lived without a bladder.
Så fra 1994 til I fjor da så I noen av 30 år så har han levd uten blære.
Scientifically is impossible because without a bladder you die.
Så vitenskapelig så det helt umulig for uten en blære så dør du.
But the Lord through his mercy and grace he kept me alive for 31 years.
Så Gud med sin nåde og barmhjertighet så holdt han meg I live I 31 år.
The urine had made a nest in my stomach, the nest of the rock.
Ja, så det,
like a rock.
Ja, så det ble som en sånn forsteina, den urin som kom inn I bukhulen.
Family, I'm sharing this testimony just because I want Jesus to be lifted up and honored.
Jeg deler det vitnesbyrdet for jeg vil at Jesus skal bli æret og løftet opp.
Is the glory of Jesus is glorious.
Jesu herlighet den herlig.
So from there, when they discover that I don't have a bladder,
så når de oppdager at jeg ikke har en blære,
they schedule a theater immediately on 31 October.
Så bestilte de en operasjonssal umiddelbart den oktoberkveld.
They open on me 31 October and remove all the stuff that was in my stomach.
Så 31 oktober så åpna de buken og tok ut alt det som ikke
skulle være. And then they put catheter on me.
Og de satte inn et kateter.
Because I didn't have a bladder.
Fordi han ikke hadde blære.
I lived with that catheter October, November, December, January, February.
Og han hadde det kateteret der I januar, februar, mars, ja, oktober.
It was humiliating.
Det var ydmykende.
It was humbling.
Det var ydmyk.
But it was a moment of learning.
Men det var et øyeblikk av læring.
And then February 9.
Og 9. februar.
They scheduled to put a new bladder.
Så planla de for å sette inn en ny blære.
I went to the hospital.
Jeg dro til sykehuset.
They cut my gut.
De tok ut tarmen.
They cut my gut.
Ja, de skar I magen.
And then from my gut, they made a bladder.
Så fra tarmen min så laget de en blære.
And then when they put the new bladder,
og så satte de inn den nye blæra.
They say, your case is more complicated.
Og de sa, ditt tilfelle mer komplisert.
This time they say, your kidneys are all rotten. They are not, cannot function.
Og de sa, nyrene dine, de kan faktisk ikke fungere.
And this new bladder that we are putting,
og det her blæra som vi satt inn,
is not gonna work naturally. You have to do it manually.
Og den vil ikke fungere automatisk. Du nødt til å gjøre det manuelt.
But me and my wife, we stood, she was reading Psalm 91 every single day since October 27.
Og fra oktober 27. Oktober så sto vi sammen med min kone og leste Psalm 91.
The operation took long time from morning 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Og operasjonen tok lang tid fra klokka 8 på morgenen til 3 om ettermiddagen.
And then from there,
og fra da,
the miracle of Jesus came.
Så da kom miraklet til Jesus.
The bladder is working 100% naturally.
Og den blæra den fungerer 100% naturlig.
They say your liver is damaged. The liver now is working 100% perfect.
Og de sa at levra di død, men levra mi fungerer 100%.
They say kidneys are rotten. The kidney now are working perfect 100%.
Og de sa at nyrene dine var rotten, men de fungerer 100% nu.
So all to all that the doctor said,
så alt det som legen har sagt,
is not working that way.
Det skjer ikke som de har sagt.
So when they put a new bladder, they say you have to be careful laughing because otherwise.
Og de sa når vi setter inn nye blærer, så må du være forsiktig med å le.
You have to be careful, otherwise it's gonna leak.
For hvis du ler, så vil det bli lekkasje.
Now I can laugh too much, laughing, no leakage.
Og jeg ler, og det ikke noe lekkasje.
So God has been amazing. God has been such a great God.
Og Gud så fantastisk, han en så herlig Gud.
To that hospital,
og på det sykehuset,
all the doctors of that hospital came to see me.
Og alle legene på det sykehuset kom for å se meg.
To see me because they have never seen someone living such a long period without a bladder.
Fordi de hadde aldri noen gang sett en person som har levd så lenge uten en blære.
I could be dead 1994.
Jeg burde ha vært død i 1994.
But the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob kept me alive.
Men Abraham, Isak og Jakobs Gud holdt meg I livet.
So, I have too much reason to enjoy this life.
Så jeg har kjempestor grunn til å glede meg over det her livet.
Because this life is a present from him.
For at det her livet en gave fra han.
As you are here in this house today, that life is a present from him.
Og det dere som her I dag, det livet en gave fra han.
Learn to enjoy this life.
Og vi trenger å glede oss over det her livet.
Learn to enjoy this life.
Lær dere å glede dere over å nyte livet med han.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you.
Takk.
The bloodless man was preaching here.
Så den blærelöse mannen har preket här.
But now all the bladder is full fixed.
Men nu är blärra fullständigt fixad.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Thank you Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
Genesis 7.
Första Mosebok 7.
Verse 16 says.
Och vers 16.
Genesis 7 verse 6 says.
Första Mosebok 7:16.
It doesn't just leave it like that.
Yeah, bare la det være sånn.
When all the animals came into the ark.
Så når alle dyrene kom inn I arken.
Noah did not have a power strength to close the door.
Så hadde ikke Noah noe kraft eller styrke til å lukke døra.
God himself closed the door.
Gud selv lukket døra.
John 10 verse 7.
Og Johannes 10 vers 7.
God, Jesus said,
so Jesus,
I am the door.
Jeg døra.
So the door that was closed by God on the ark.
So the døra som ble lukket av Gud selv I arken.
Jesus said, I am that door.
So heavy Jesus,
door.
At jeg den døra.
That when he opened, no one will close. When he closed, no one will open.
Den som åpner kan ikke lukke den, og den som... Den som har lukket, kan ingen åpne.
Jesus is our door.
Er vår dør.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Takk, Herre.
But the title says,
som titelen sier,
let your scars tell the story.
La dine arr fortelle historien.
Let your scars tell the story.
La arrene din fortelle historien.
When I was in the hospital,
når jeg var I sykehuset,
they took me from the theater to the recovery room.
Så tog de mig från operationssalen in till övervakningen eller uppvakningen.
And as I'm recovering there.
Och när jag kommer där.
Suddenly my eyes was opened.
Så var det som att ögonen min plötsligt vart öppna.
Then I was at a place where it was a great light.
Jag var på ett ställe där det var ett mäktigt ljus.
With a lot of people.
Och med många människor där.
When I saw a lot of people like that.
Och när jag såg många människor som det.
Now I started speaking.
Och då började jag snacka.
Oh, this place has a lot of people.
Och det här stället hade mycket folk.
I will stand up and say something.
Jag vill resa mig och säga något.
Because this place has a lot of people.
För det är många människor på det här stället.
I will stand up and say something.
Jag vill resa mig och säga något.
The guy that was standing next to my bed.
Och den man som stod vid sidan av sängen min.
He spoke and said, "You will stand up and say what?"
Och du ska resa dig upp och säga ka.
Because he was in the flesh.
För han var I köda.
My memory came back to me.
Och så kom hukommelsen tillbaka.
I didn't see that light.
Jag såg inte det lyset.
I didn't see those people.
Jag såg inte de folken.
Now I was seeing this man that was talking. You will stand up and say what?
Och så såg jag bara en man som sa och du ska resa dig och säga ka.
Then I realized that no, I was in another dimension.
Och så förstod jag att jag var I en annan dimension.
If it was the person from that dimension speaking to me, I could be dead.
Om det var en man från den dimension som talade till mig så ville jag
vara död. But because the person that was speaking, you will stand up and say what was in this dimension.
Men fördi att en person som stod vid sidan av mig sa det var I den här dimensionen.
My memory was tuned to this dimension.
Så vart mitt minne bare tatt tilbake til
den
her dimensjonen.
And then he started pushing my bed to the wall.
Og han begynte å trille senga mi mot veggen.
And then the scenery began.
Og så another scenery began. Så fikk jeg et annet scene.
Demons was all over the hospital. Demons.
Og demonene var over hele sykehuset.
Very visible.
Og den var veldig sterk.
And the demons were like creatures.
Og demonene som skapelser.
Very dark.
Veldig mørk.
Dark, 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 like they are coming when someone bent them.
Og det var de var så mørke som noen har brent dem.
It was like a monkey.
Og det var som en ape.
But they were climbing the people.
Og de klatrer opp på folk.
Chewing people.
Og de tygger på folk.
And the people did not know the demons are climbing them.
Og folkene visste ikke at folk demoner
so
på dem.
I took a task myself for casting out demons.
Og så tok jeg på meg oppgaven selv å kaste ut demoner.
And then I was start waving the hand.
Så begynte jeg å veve med hendene.
Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus.
Ut i Jesu navn.
And all those demons were so obedient.
Alle de demonene var så lydige.
When I say out, they were just jumping off from people.
Og når jeg sa ut, så bare hoppet de av folk.
The demons, they are so much afraid of the name Jesus Christ.
Og demonene så redde for navnet Jesus.
They were coming out.
Then
I realized when I started waving my hands like this.
Og når jeg begynte å veve med hendene sånn der.
The people that are pushing my bed, they will think that I'm sick.
Og det folkene som triller på senga mi, de trodde at jeg var syk.
And because I'm not sick, I'm seeing this thing.
Men jeg var ikke syk, jeg så dere tingene.
Then I started casting out a demon with my eyes.
Så begynte jeg å kaste ut demoner med øynene mine.
And the demons were obedient.
Og demonene, de var fortsatt lydige.
They were jumping off. Just as off.
De hoppet av.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's really God.
Han virkelig Gud.
So all the way to the ward.
Så hele veien bort til avdelingen.
And then there was another. Nurse, I saw a demon, I kicked it out.
Jeg så sykepleier og en demon, og jeg bare kastet han ut.
They brought me in the room, they locked the bed.
Og de satte meg inn på dette rommet og låste fast senga.
Then as I was there,
og mens jeg var der,
a screen appeared.
Så jeg en skjerm.
And when the screen appeared,
og når den skjermen kom tydelig,
there was 4 points on the screen.
Var det 4 poeng på det skjermen.
That screen was not there.
Og den skjermen var ikke der.
It was just in the realm of the spirit.
Men det var bare i åndsatmosfæren.
The first point was, who are you?
Og det første punktet, hvem du?
The second point was, what is your purpose?
Og det andre punktet var, hva ditt formål, din hensikt?
The third point was, who is with you?
Og det tredje punktet var, hvem sammen med deg?
The point number 4 was, what is your destiny?
Og det punkt nummer 4, hva ditt mål?
I knew that that is was from God.
Og jeg visste at det var fra Gud.
Who are you?
Hvem du?
Then I have to answer, I am a child of God.
Og da måtte jeg svare, jeg et Guds barn.
What is your purpose of this life?
Hva ditt formål med det her livet?
My purpose of this life to see him being glorified.
Og min hensikt med livet her er å se han herliggjort.
Is to see him receiving his honor.
Og det å se han få ta imot sin herlighet.
Jesus is the king of kings.
Og Jesus, han kongenes konge.
Who is with you?
Hvem sammen med deg?
That was the third point.
Det var det tredje poenget.
I have the Holy Spirit to comfort me, to lead me and to direct me.
Jeg har den hellige ånd som sammen med meg, leder meg og dirigerer meg. Eller,
this
meg
life without the Holy Spirit.
Og det her livet uten den hellige ånd.
Is chaos.
Det kaos.
You want to know what to where to go, what to do, whatever, how to handle this life.
Du vill veta hur du ska gå här och vad du ska göra och hantera det här livet.
We need the Spirit of God.
Vi trenger den hellige ånd.
What is your destiny?
Vad är ditt mål? Hur ska du?
Acts 17:28 say, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our very being.
I andra Mosebok så står det, i han vi lever och rör oss och är till.
Our destiny is Jesus.
Och vårt mål, det är Jesus.
Jesus is our total destiny.
Og Jesus vårt totale mål.
Is to be completely mingled, baptized in him.
Og det å bli fullstendig satt sammen og døpt I han.
People of the spirit they are hearing something.
Folk I ånden hører ting.
Today
I dag
I'm strong.
I dag jeg sterk.
My wife told me I'm handsome.
Og kona mi synes jeg kjekk.
And then I say yes to that.
Og jeg sier ja til det.
we are family in the house.
Vi familie I huset, hjemme.
We are family in the house.
Vi familie hjemme.
In the second Samuel,
I andre Samuels bok,
there is a story there.
Det en historie der.
And the story of the second Samuel chapter 6, we are not reading.
Andre Samuel,
we have the verses 6. To read.
Ja, vi skal fortelle historien.
They took the Ark of the Covenant.
Og de tok paktens ark.
They took it to the hillside of Judea in Judah.
De tok det opp I åsen I Judea.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome.
Velkommen.
Welcome. Feel comfortable.
Føler dere
komfortabel. Andreas is bringing popcorns.
Andreas kan komme med popcorn.
He just said goodbye went to pick up popcorns.
Han dro
If he doesn't bring popcorn,
hente will... popcorn.
And then he's... Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Are we here this side?
Vi her having her a good side? Time? Har dere det bra?
I think we are having a good time. Thank
Jeg
you.
Jeg tror vi har det bra.
So he took the Ark of the Covenant to the hillside
so de tok, in Judea. Paktsarken oppe I åskammen.
Andre, I'm sorry, the popcorn is finished that side.
Jesus,
oh, hallelujah. So sorry, our guests, sorry, sorry, the popcorn are finished.
Det slutt på popcorn, beklager.
All right, when Mary in Nazareth heard that she was pregnant,
Når Maria I Nazaret hørte, så var hun gravid.
Where she went?
Hvor dro hun?
To Judea.
Hun dro opp I Judea.
What was important for the Ark of the Covenant to go to Judea? And what was necessary for Mary to go to Judea?
Hvorfor var det viktig å ta paktsarken opp I Judea? Og hvorfor var det viktig for Maria å dra til Judea?
All right.
Okay.
What was important was this.
Det som var viktig var
Because
det
her. Judea, it means the praise.
For Judea, det betyr lovsang,
lovprising. So the Ark of the Covenant was supposed to go to the praise and worship.
For paktsarken skal være der det lovprisning.
Because God dwells in the praises of his children.
Fordi at Gud bor I lovsangen til sine
Mary
barn.
Mary has to go to Judea, there was Elizabeth.
Og Maria hun dro opp der til Judea hvor tanta var Elisabeth.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Og 2 Samuel kapittel 6.
When David saw the ark of the covenant.
Når David så paktens ark.
David danced with all his mighty.
Så dansa David med all sin kraft.
When Mary came to Judea.
Når Maria kom til Judea.
And find Elizabeth.
Og fant Elisabeth.
Pregnant 6 months.
Hun var gravid I 6. Måned.
John.
Og
danced
Johannes.
In the belly of Elizabeth with all his might.
Så dansa Johannes I magen til sin mor av all
Jesus
sin kraft.
Is the one that we can dance for.
Jesus den eneste vi kan danse for.
I think it's true.
Jeg tror det sant.
And what David said.
Og det David sa.
How is this?
Hvordan det
her? That the Ark of the Covenant can come to me.
At paktens ark kan komme til meg.
What Elizabeth says.
Hva sier Elisabeth?
How it can be.
Hvordan kan det være
at the mother of my Lord can come to me.
At mora til min Herre kan komme til meg.
The result is Jesus.
Og resultatet det Jesus.
Do you know the picture of Jesus now?
Vet du hvordan Jesus ser ut nå?
Do you know that Jesus is alive?
Vet du at Jesus er levende?
Do you know that he's the same yesterday, today and forever?
Og vet du at han den samme I går og dag og til evig tid?
If he carried me 31 years.
Og han kom til meg.
Bloodless man, let me carry you.
Han kom til meg, den blærelse
mann. Let me carry you, bloodless man, let me carry you.
Du blærelse mann, la meg bære deg.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is the King of Kings.
Han kongenes konge.
Is the Lord of Lords.
Han Herrenes Herre.
Is the same, the door.
Han den samme.
He's the same. He is the Ark of the Covenant.
Han det samme som pakten sa.
He's the same as in the belly of Mary.
Han det samme som han var I
David danced before him. David danced before him.
David dansa for han.
John the Baptist danced before him.
Og Johannes døperen dansa for han.
Is he still the same yesterday, today and forever?
Han den samme I går og I dag og til evig tid.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Takk.
Thank you.
Tack.
Oh, Jesus.
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 Is good.
Han god.
They have there is so much ingredients here.
There's so many grejer här.
So much ingredients. Just a little bit. Oh my goodness. In Africa, our cathedral is under the tree.
I Afrika så kyrka vår under et tre.
The biggest cathedral is under the tree.
De største katedralene under trær.
But here you have all these ingredients.
Herren elsker det her, alle de tingene.
Lot of stuff. Wow.
Han Herren av alle ting.
Yay! God is good.
Gud god.
God is good. God is good. God is good. So we want just to now we can read Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
Så nu kan vi läsa Andra Korinthierbrev kapitel 1.
Now we are coming to that point. Let your scars tell the story.
Nu kommer vi till det poängen. Låt dina arr fortälla historien.
I know and I believe all of us.
Somewhere,
somehow, we have scars. Some visible scars, some invisible scars. Some inside scars. Some just bruises. Some they just wounds. But all those visible and invisible, God sees them.
Og uansett om det indre eller usynlig eller synlig, så ser Gud det.
My prayer tonight is that
min bønn I kveld
the scar is not the end, it's just the beginning of your testimony.
Og det arre ikke slutten, men det begynnelsen
My
av din
prayer is this, that you'll turn your bruise into ministry.
Og det jeg vil si til dere I kveld, at gjør det her arre eller såret inn til din tjeneste.
When you go through bruises, when you go through wounds,
når du går gjennom sår og tøffe tider,
you must not have intention or attention of bruising other people.
Og når du opplever vonde ting, så ikke ha hensikt å såre andre.
You give your bruise to the Lord.
Du gir dine sår og skader til Gud.
And then the Lord will turn that bruise into a ministry.
Og så vil Gud gjøre det såret om til tjeneste.
The Lord will turn that scar into a message.
Og Gud vil gjøre det såret eller arret inn til et budskap.
God is wonderful God.
Gud en fantastisk Gud.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Og I 2 Korinther.
Chapter 1, sorry. Chapter 1.
Kapitel 1.
In verse 4.
Vers 4.
What God does, He comes and comforts His people.
That God comes and trusts His people.
I don't know. It's the same. What it says that one.
He comforted us in all our needs, so we can comfort those who are in need.
That's good. Thank you.
With the comfort we get from God Himself.
What the Lord does, that He sees our troubles.
For Gud ser våre problemer.
He sees what we are going through.
Han ser det vi går igjennom.
For 31 years, I did not know that I don't have a bladder.
Og I 31 år så visste jeg ikke det at jeg ikke hadde blære.
I did not know.
Jeg visste ikke.
I know the day the bladder blasted.
Jeg vet hvordan dag den sprakk.
There was a blood all over.
Og det var blod over det hele.
The doctor said that you needed to do operation immediately, and the operation costed 7,000 rand, the man of South Africa.
Og legen sa at du må ha en operasjon med en gang, og den operasjonen kostet veldig mye penger.
Otherwise, you're going to die.
Og ellers så vil du dø.
That way I heard it.
I heard the ordene.
So they gave me a bunch of antibiotic.
Og den ga meg masse antibiotika.
And then I forgot.
Og så glemte jeg.
I started living a life.
Jeg begynte å leve livet.
So even though my belly was growing,
og selv om magen min vokste,
I didn't know that was the problem.
Jeg visste ikke at det var det som var årsaken.
I just enjoy life.
Jeg gleder meg bare over livet.
Dancing in the churches, doing all kinds of that stuff.
Og gjorde masse.
And the Lord started comforting me.
Og Gud begynte å trøste meg.
The reason of comforting
og grunnen til at jeg skulle bli
trøstet was that after the Lord comforts me,
og etter at Gud har trøstet meg,
I have to comfort others.
Så kan jeg trøste andre.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
2 Korinterne kapittel 1,
he
vers 4.
Comforted us,
han trøste oss
in our troubles,
i alle våre strengsel.
So that the same comfort we receive from them, him,
so det all den trøst som vi tar imot fra han,
we have to comfort those that are having also problems.
Så kan vi trøste andre også som har problemer.
I know it's very true.
At det her er veldig sant.
Last, what had happened last year?
Det som skjedde I fjor.
Before it was discovered that I don't have a bladder.
Før det ble oppdaget at jeg ikke hadde en blære.
The people started sending the dreams.
Så var det folk som begynte å dele drømmer.
This was a dream coming. This was a dream coming. This was a dream coming.
Det var en drøm som kom fra forskjellige steder.
And all this dream was the dream is to prepare me that you are going through difficulty.
All det drømmen var at de skulle forberede meg for jeg kom til å gå inn I vanskelige tider.
And one day I saw a lady we prayed for. This lady, she was dying.
Og så var det en dame som vi ba for, hun død.
It was a long time we prayed for her, 1997.
Og vi har bedt for hun helt siden 1997.
And suddenly, she came to church.
Og plutselig så kom hun til kirka.
Last October.
Forrige oktober.
Hey, how are you? Ah, no, this is my place. I belong here. What?
Hun sa, det her mitt sted, og jeg tilhører her.
I did not know.
Og jeg visste ikke.
That she came now this time to minister to me.
At hun kom akkurat da for å tjenestegjøre for meg.
I still didn't know.
Jeg har skjønt fortsatt ikke.
God will send the people to build you up.
Gud vil sende mennesker for å bygge deg opp.
To comfort you.
For å trøste deg.
And still not knowing.
Og den, du vet fortsatt
now,
ikke.
Now when I was in the hospital.
Og nå når jeg var på sykehuset.
Long operation.
Lang operasjon.
Now I remember. Oh God.
Og nå husker jeg Gud.
That's why that lady after us. Since 1997, she came back to church. And the Lord said, you remember you prayed for her? And she got healed? I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. She came to minister to you about my power. I'm still the same God. I receive a comfort right there.
Og jeg tok imot trøsten God, der og da.
If you kept that lady for almost since 1997, 20 something years.
Og når du tok vare på den dama fra 1997 og
whatever I'm going through is gonna pass.
Og da vil jeg vite at alt det som jeg går gjennom nå, det vil gå gjennom.
The Lord is God that heals.
Og Gud den Gud som helbreder.
Before I go further.
Og før jeg går videre.
I want to pray for someone right now.
Jeg vil be for noen akkurat nå.
If your knees has a fatigue.
Om det noen smerter eller
your knees when you walk you get tired. Your knees has a fatigue.
Går så blir du veldig
Because the Lord wants to heal those knees right now.
Gud ønsker å helbrede de knene.
He wants to remove the fatigue from those knees.
Han vil ta bort all trøtthet fra
knærne. Go ahead, you can stand up.
Stå opp.
Fatigue in your knees.
Trøtthet I knær.
Fatigue in your knees.
Trøtthet I knær.
Both knees. When you walk,
I begge knær.
You get tired on the knees.
Du blir sliten I knærne.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, if you are just near them, just put lay
hands
rightly. Papa, in the name of Jesus, we believe in you. The fatigue in the knees. The fatigue in the knees. I don't know if it's the issue of cartilage.
Jeg vet ikke om det noe sånn menisk.
If it's the issue of the damage of the cartilage.
Om det noe med menisken.
We speak be fixed right now.
Og vi taler at det skal bli
in the name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu navn.
We speak a completely a knee healthy.
Og vi taler komplett helse
healthy knee.
Et helbredet kne.
Healthy knee.
Helbredet kne.
No fatigue.
Ingen trøtthet.
No fatigue.
Ingen trøtthet.
No fatigue.
Ingen slitenhet.
Fatigue in the knee, leave.
Trøtthet I kne, gå.
Fatigue in the knee, leave.
Trøtthet I kne, gå.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I Jesu mektige navn.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I Jesu mektige navn.
Go ahead, begin bending your knees.
Bare begynne å bevege på knær.
The fatigue is gone right now. Begin bending your knees. Just believe, just believe.
Bare tro.
Just believe, receive it for free. Take it for free.
Ta det imot gratis.
If you feel better, just wave both of your hands. It's good
bedre,
to praise the Lord.
Vær med begge hendene.
If you feel better on your knees,
om du føler deg bedre kan,
na. Yes, wave, yeah. Begin waving your hands.
Bare,
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Begin praising
hendene.
The Lord.
Prise Herren.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
May the Lord bless you.
Herren,
thank you, Spirit of Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let your scar tell the story.
La dine arr fortelle historien.
Some people spoke badly on them.
Noen snakket dårlig om dem.
Some, the spouse spoke badly on them.
Noen snakket dårlig om dem.
Some, you heard any something from the news.
Og du hørte noen ting fra nyheten.
And it has damaged your heart.
Og det har skadet hjertet ditt.
It brought a bruise, a scars in your heart.
Og det ga sår I ditt hjerte.
Believe.
Tro.
This is Jesus conference.
Det her Jesus konferanse.
Believe that he is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Tro at han den samme I går og I dag og
he wants to bring a total healing.
Han ønsker å komme med total helbredelse.
He wants to comfort.
Han ønsker å trøste.
He want to put oil and wine on those bruises.
Han ønsker å helle olje og vin på de sårene.
The wound says, I'm hurting.
Og det sårene sier det smertefullt.
But the scar says, I have survived.
Men arrene sier, jeg har overlevd.
Let it be the day.
La det være dagen.
That I'm no longer hurting, but I have survived.
At det ikke lenger smertefullt, men har overlevd.
My bruise has been completely transformed.
Og mine sår har blitt fullstendig transformert.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what? When the bruise is so too strong.
Når sårene for stor.
You scroll on Facebook.
Og du scroller på Facebook.
You see the person that had hated you.
Og så ser du den personen som har hatet deg.
You scroll fast.
Og så scroller du fort der.
I don't want to see him.
Jeg vil ikke se den.
And you go next page, you see him again.
Og så ser du den på neste dag igjen.
That we call it grudges. We call it grudges. The hate, grudges,
is
something that you're not feeling comfortable.
Ja, det noe som veldig ubehagelig. Og ja, det veldig smertefullt å se den personen.
And grudges does not help.
Og det hjelper ikke.
But forgiveness.
Men tilgivelse.
Helps so much.
Det hjelper så mye.
I know it's true.
Jeg vet at det går igjennom.
Some people are hearing something.
Det noen som hører noe.
My prayer today, tonight.
Og min bønn I kveld.
At Jesus conference.
På Jesus konferansen.
You will go home without offense to anyone.
Og så vil du dra hjem uten å være fornærmet på noen.
You will begin praying for those that everyone that hated you.
Og du vil begynne å be for alle de som har hatet deg.
You will begin to blessing them, all of them that hated you.
Og du vil begynne å velsigne alle de som har hatet deg.
At this conference.
På den her konferansen.
You will begin dancing.
Vil du begynne å danse.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
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 At this conference.
På den her konferansen.
It's the day one we are starting.
Og det dag 1 når vi begynner.
We will not allow you go home without dancing here.
Og vi vil ikke la deg gå hjem I kveld uten at du begynte å danse
her framme. Otherwise we're going to arrest you by the door.
Jeg vil arrestere dere ved døra.
Come back. You didn't dance at the conference. Come back. Until you get freedom.
Inntil du får frihet.
Wherever there is the spirit of the Lord, there is a freedom.
Der ånds, den hellige ånd der det frihet.
Family, we have a right to enjoy God.
Og familie, vi har en rett til tilbe og glede oss I Gud.
When a revival comes,
når vekkelse kommer,
who is going to be offended are not non-believers, are the believers.
Når vekkelsen kommer, så det ikke de ikke-kristne som blir fornærmet,
det de kristne. The revival hits,
og når vekkelsen kommer,
the believers get offended.
Så blir de troende fornærmet.
My goodness, why the believers are getting offended instead of enjoying?
Hvorfor blir de fornærmet og støtt I stedet for å glede seg?
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Psalm 147 says.
Salme 147 sier.
Psalm 147 says.
Salme 147 sier.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
He heals.
Han helbreder.
And bind up the wound. He heals the broken heart and bind up the wounds.
Han leger de sønderknuste og binder opp dem med sår.
He heals the broken hearted and bind up the wounds.
Han leger dem som har et knust hjerte og forbinder sårene deres.
Hey, this is my prayer.
Det her min bønn.
Your wounds is for the ministry.
Og dine sår for tjenesten.
Your bruises are for the ministry.
Dine sår for tjenesten.
Your scars are for the ministry.
Dine arr for tjenesten.
Don't waste your scars.
Ikke legg for nothing. Arrene dine. Ikke la dem bære for ingenting.
As long as we live with the Lord.
Så lenge vi lever med Herren.
Let your scars minister.
La dine arr tjenestegjøre.
Let your wounds minister.
La dine sår tjenestegjøre.
He will do it.
Han vil gjøre det.
And if you give it to him.
Og om du gir det til han.
Give your wounds to the Lord.
Så gi sårene dine til
give
Gud.
Give your scars to the Lord.
Gi sårene dine, arrene dine til Gud.
Until he put oil and wine.
Inntil han legger helle olje og vin på.
Jesus.
Jesus.
If you saw me,
om du så meg,
in January, in February,
I januar og I februar,
you will not believe.
Så ville du ikke tro.
You will not believe.
Du ville ikke tro.
The people came to the hospital.
Folk kom til sykehuset.
They when they stand there and see me there.
De stod og så meg der.
I'm eating with a pipe here.
Jeg fikk mat gjennom en sånn ledning
her. The food was coming from my nose.
Og maten kom gjennom nesen.
Those that they are in a social media, they saw it from this house.
Som var på sosiale medier for det her.
They saw all the pictures what was going on.
De så alle bildene på hva som gikk.
During that time, I was just getting closer and closer and closer to the Lord.
Og I den tiden så ble jeg nærmere og nærmere og nærmere Gud.
Each time, every day, just more closer, more closer,
hver dag,
more
hver
closer.
Hver stund så ble jeg nærmere og nærmere han.
We are serving a good God.
Så vi tjener en god Gud.
We are serving amazing God.
Vi tjener en mektig Gud.
So he took me, take care of me.
Han tok meg og han tok vare på meg.
31 years.
31 år.
You think he cannot take care of you?
Tror du at han ikke kan klare å ta vare på deg?
Your situation?
Tror du ikke at han kan klare å ta vare på din situasjon?
Well, how big is that situation?
Hvor stor din situasjon?
To this great God like this.
For den her store Guden som
our
er.
Our God is big God.
Og Gud en stor Gud.
Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.
Og Jesus, han kongenes konge.
May he tonight at this Pentecost bind your bruises tonight. Bruises of your family, caused by your family. Bruises caused by your relatives. The Lord only will bind those bruises. If you give it to him. If you bring your bruises to him and say, God, I can't take it anymore. I'm completely worn out. I try to forgive. It's getting hard. I try to laugh. My laughter doesn't go anyway. But God, now I have discovered one thing. I just give my wounds, my bruises, my scars to you.
Så gir jeg mine sår og smerter og arr til han.
Put oil.
Og han kommer med olje.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Thank you, Spirit of God.
Takk, Hellige Ånd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
tak,
thank you, Papa.
Tak, Papa.
Thank you, Papa. God is good.
Tak, Papa.
God
Gud
is wonderful.
Gud herlig.
God is great.
Han stor.
We are serving wonderful God.
Og vi tjener en fantastisk Gud.
We are serving a great God.
Og vi tjener en herlig Gud.
Thank you, Papa.
Tak, Papa.
Galatians chapter 6.
Galaterne kapittel 6.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 17 says.
Galaterne 6, 17.
Galatians chapter 6, Paul speaking.
Og her det Paulus som snakker.
Verse 17 says.
Og vers 17 sier.
From now on, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ.
For nå må ingen plage meg, for jeg bærer Herren Jesu merker på min kropp.
So Paul was getting so much proud with what he went on.
Så Paulus han ble veldig stolt av det han hadde opplevd.
When you read the story of Paul,
når du leser den her
he was stoned.
Historien til Paulus, så var han steinet.
He was beaten.
Han var slått.
He was under the sea 1.5 days.
Han var
under the sea 1.5 days.
Han var under sjøen.
So he struggled too much.
Og han har virkelig hatt mye strev.
So when he comes to say this,
så når han sier det her,
is I have one thing now.
Og det en ting nå.
Let no man troubles me from now.
Så nå skal ingen menneske plage meg mer.
Because in my body.
Fordi I min kropp,
I have the mark of Jesus.
Så har jeg Jesu merke på kroppen.
The bruises, the scars that you see me.
Han hadde virkelig sår og skader og arr.
Are the scars that came from Jesus.
Og det det arrene som kom fra
no
Jesus.
No one bothers me anymore.
Det ingen som kan plage meg mer.
Because I bear in my body the mark of Jesus.
Fordi at jeg bærer på kroppen Jesu Kristi merke.
So he understood it total.
Så han forstod det fullstendig.
To live in Jesus.
Å leve I Jesus.
To have a courage.
Å ha det motet.
In him.
I han.
When Jesus rose from the dead.
Når Jesus ble stod fra de døde.
He went to his disciples.
Da møtte han disciples.
His disciples, they received him.
Og dem tok imot han.
Thomas was not there.
Og Thomas, han var ikke der.
Later on, Thomas came back to the group.
Og når Thomas kom tilbake til gruppa,
I don't know where was he.
Jeg vet ikke hvor han hadde vært.
I think he was in the land of doubters.
Jeg tror han var I tvilerens land.
But when he came back from the land of doubters,
og når han
doubting.
Ja, tvilerlandet, ja, ok.
So when he came back,
så han kom tilbake,
and Jesus came back,
og Jesus kom tilbake,
Jesus didn't want to minister in another way.
Og Jesus han tjenestegjorde foran på en annen måte.
Call Thomas, come Thomas.
Og han sier, Thomas, kom hit.
Because he wanted his wounds to minister to Thomas.
For han ville at han, Jesus sår skulle tjenestegjøre for
come,
Thomas.
Come, bring your hands.
Kom med handa di.
Bring your fingers.
Og ta fingeren din.
Put in my wound.
Og sett dem inn I sårene mine.
And when Thomas was there,
og når Thomas var der,
what he said,
hva såkalen.
Thomas said, "You are my Lord, you are my God."
Og da sa Thomas, "Du min Herre og du min Gud."
"You are my Lord and you are my God."
Du min Herre og du min Gud.
Thomas immediately he recognized the lordship of Jesus.
Og han erkjente herredømmet til Jesus.
Secondly, Thomas recognized immediately the Godhead of Jesus.
Og Thomas han erkjente guddommeligheten til Jesus.
My prayer tonight is you have to recognize the lordship of Jesus and the Godhead of Jesus.
Jeg har I bønn om at dere skal erkjenne hans guddommelighet
wow.
og hans herredømme.
Let him be your Lord.
Og la han være din herre.
Completely a Lord.
Fullstendig herre.
A Lord.
Herre.
That you trust the Lord, it means the honor.
Og herre, det betyr ære.
Honor.
Og det ære.
Is the honor of you.
Og det ære
He
for deg.
He owns you.
Han han eier deg.
Your life is no longer your life.
Livet ditt ikke
Because
lenger
you have
I det eget.
Crucified with him.
Fordi du blir korsfestet med han.
He's the honor.
Han eier.
And he has to be your God.
Og han din Gud.
God, it means he was source.
Han din opphavsmann.
Source of your breathing.
Din kilde. Som du
source of your existence.
Kilden til din eksistens.
He is God.
Han Gud.
He is Lord.
Han Herre.
I think someone is hearing something.
Jeg tror det noen som hører noe.
So go ahead.
Så fortsett.
Let me continue.
La oss fortsette.
And pray for some people.
Og be for noen.
God sees every scar.
Gud ser alle arr.
You can try to hide your scars to other people.
Du kan prøve å gjemme arrene dine for andre folk.
But God sees every scar.
Men Gud ser alle arr.
For healing number two, wait upon the Lord.
For helbredelse, det å vente på Herren.
You wait upon the Lord for him to heal your wounds, to heal your bruises.
Og du venter på Herren for at han skal helbrede dine sår og dine arr.
Don't harm other people. Don't harm other people.
Da ikke skade andre mennesker.
Give your wounds to the Lord.
Gi dine sår til
Herren. And he is only one that will heal it.
Og han den som vil helbrede dine sår.
Number three, see the purpose of your wounds.
Tre, så hensikt med dine what, sår.
What lesson you learn through your scars?
Hvilke lekser har du lært gjennom dine sår?
When you were going through those issues, those difficulties, what you've learned in life?
Når du går gjennom de her situasjonene og de problemene, hva har du lært I livet?
When I was in the hospital this time,
Når jeg var på sykehuset denne året,
I learned that love is substance.
Da lærte jeg at kjærlighet, det faktisk følbart.
I receive extra love, like been given extra substance.
Og det var som at det var en substans, jeg bare kjent kjærligheten.
I love the body of Christ too much. I love the body of Christ too much.
Ja, jeg elsker Guds kropp veldig mye.
I got extra love.
Og jeg tok imot masse kjærlighet.
May you receive extra love tonight.
Og dere får ekstra kjærlighet I kveld.
It is good.
Det godt.
Jesus understand every scar.
Og Jesus han forstår etter hvert arr.
Share your life with intention, not attention.
Del ditt liv med en hensikt og ikke med oppmerksomhet.
Share your pain with intention, not attention.
Del din smerte med en hensikt og ikke for å få oppmerksomhet.
Share in the way that other people also can get healed from what you are sharing.
Del på en måte som gjør at andre også kan ta imot helbredelse på måten du deler.
And every healing requires surrender.
Og hver helbredelse, det krever at vi underordner oss.
Surrender your wound.
Underordne deg I dine sår.
Surrender your pain.
Legge deg under dine smerte.
Surrender your bruises.
Og underordne deg med dine sår.
You surrender to him.
Underordne deg under han.
And he heals whatever has been given to him.
Og han helbreder enhver ting som blir gitt til han.
He's the King of Kings.
Han är kongenes konge.
He is Jesus, his name Jesus Christ.
Han är Jesus och han har fått namnet Jesus Kristus.
He is alive, he is good.
Han är levande och han är god.
You know, your scars, number five is that your scars will heal other people's wound.
Och punkt nummer fem, dina arr vill helbrede andra människor.
Your scars will heal other people's wound.
Och dina arr vill helbrede andra personers
sår. It will depend how you share them.
Men det avhänger av hvordan du delar det.
You can share in the way that other people will get hurt. You can share in the way that other people will be healed.
Och du kan dela på en måte som gör att andra människor blir såra eller att de blir helbreda.
Don't just ignore it.
Ikke bare ignorer det.
Take your star into ministry.
Ta dine arr inn i tjenesten.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
I think you are hearing.
Jeg tror dere hører.
Okay. Stay humble.
Hold dere ydmyk.
Well, stay humble while you are going through your wounds.
Gå ydmykt gjennom dine sår.
Be careful to react.
Vær forsiktig med å reagere.
Reacting is not good. You harm many people when you react.
Och det att reagera är inte bra och det är många som
reagerar. So that other people will be healed.
Vär rolig så att andra människor kan bli helbredda.
Is God that heals.
Det är Gud som helbreder.
2001.
I 2001.
I saw explosion of fire.
Så såg en explosion av ill.
This country of nowhere I didn't know.
Och jag kände inte till nationen Norge.
The fire was exploding.
Och den där ilden bara exploderade.
The whole country.
Över hela nationen.
And the Lord says he's nowhere.
Och Gud sa det här är Norge.
This time I don't know where is Norway.
Och på det här tiden så visste jag inte var Norge var.
Norway is out of Norway.
För det Norge är ute i ingen mansland.
Again 2004.
Och i 2004
the
på nytt,
same vision came again.
Så kom den samma vision
the fire,
tillbaka.
The explosion of fire.
Det explosion av ill över hela landet.
2006 I was in Toronto.
Och i 2006 så var jag i Toronto.
I didn't know in the crowd there was Norwegian people.
Och då visste jag att i den människomängden så var det norska folk.
To minister in Toronto.
Jag var varit inviterad för att tjänstgöra i Toronto.
And you know that place is full lot of people.
Och den stället var fullt av folk.
I was preaching.
Förkynt.
The Lord say, speak what I told you.
Och Gud sa
2001-2004.
Fortell vad Gud visste i 2001-2004.
I shared it in public.
Och jag delte offentligt.
Family, I had a vision.
Och jag sa att jag hade en vision.
About the fire coming out of Norway.
Och jag sa att det kom en ill över Norge.
A big explosions of fire.
Och det stora explosion av ill.
The fire was exploding up higher.
Och explosion av ill var
högre. And it was going all the way to Jerusalem.
Och den var hela vägen helt ner till Jerusalem.
I have this hope.
Och det här var ett hopp.
What God showed me.
Och så the Gud visste
mig. The fires are going to continue.
Och ilden ska fortsätta.
Greater explosion of God's fire.
Och stora explosioner av Guds
ill. In this land.
I det här landet.
And the fire always can explode through people.
Och ilden vill explodera genom folk.
And we are that people.
Och vi är det folket.
That with us we will be a carriers of that fire.
Och vi ska vara bärare av den ilden.
Get ready.
Gör dig klar.
Because God want to transform you to be a blaze.
Och den helige ånd vill bara omgöra dig till en
ild. A blaze of fire.
En sån illuva.
And wherever you go that fire goes with you.
Och oavsett hur du går så går ilden med dig.
May the Lord bless this house.
Och må Gud välsigna det här stället.
May the Lord bless this conference.
Och må Gud välsigna den här konferensen.
Let your scar.
Låt dina arr.
Tell the story.
Fortell historia.
Let's close our eyes to think.
Let's
give the Holy Spirit time.
Och låt det vara den
Give the Holy Spirit a time.
Låt den helige ånd få tid.
Give the Holy Spirit a time.
Låt den helige ånd få tid.
While the worship team.
Låt lovsångsteamet.
I will ask them to.
Jag vill be dem om att komma upp.
to slowly give us music.
Bare helt rolig gi oss musikk.
But tonight,
men I kveld,
the Lord is sharing something.
Så deler den hellige ånd.
I'm hearing it tonight.
Jeg hører det I kveld.
Bring your wounds to the Lord. Submit your wounds.
Overgi sårene dine til Gud.
Submit your bruises to the Lord.
Underordne deg med dine sår til Gud.
You've been carrying these bruises for a long time.
Du har bært de her sårene I lang tid.
Submit your bruises to the Lord.
Underordne deg med dine sår til Herren.
I think you've been tired carrying these bruises.
Og jeg tror du har blitt sliten av å gå rundt med de her sårene.
We want to minister to you tonight.
Vi vil tjenestegjøre til deg I kveld.
The Lord will take you to that level.
Och Herren vill ta dig till den nivån.
Sissy, brother, bring your bruises to the Lord.
Syster och bror, bring dina sår framför Herren.
I wish you could be here already in front. What are you waiting for?
Kom för att du här framme allerede. Kom
I wish you could be here already in front.
Kom fram.
Come and bring your bruises to the Lord.
Kom och ge såren dina till Gud.
This is not a joke.
Det här är ingen vits.
Thank you, Lord.
Tack, Herre.
Thank you, Spirit of God.
Tack, Helion.
This is Jesus' conference.
Det här är Jesus konferensen.
Only we bring our issues to Him.
Och vi ger alla våra ting till Han.
We bring our issues to Him.
Vi ger Han alla våra problem och saker.
There is the things that the people see. There is the thing that we don't see.
Och det ting som folk ser och det ting som folk inte ser.
He's going to do something.
Han ska göra något.
We have a story to tell from this conference.
Så att vi har en historia att fortälla från den här konferensen.
We have a story to tell from this conference.
Vi har en historia att fortälla från den här konferensen.
We have a message to say from this conference.
Vi har ett budskap att ge från den här konferensen.
And this message only Jesus that will give you.
Och det budskapet är bara Jesus som ger dig.
In Mark 6 we hear the story of one man who was having a mental illness.
Så Markus 6 så hör vi en historia om en man som har en mental sjukdom.
And this man was living in the tomb.
Och det här mannen han levde I hålan.
He was cutting himself day and night.
Och han kutta sig själv dag och natt.
So his arms was full of sores, full of wounds.
Han hade massa sår och kutt I alla på hela kroppen.
And Jesus came, Jesus healed him.
Och Jesus helbredde han.
He begged Jesus, I will go with you wherever you go.
Och han bad Jesus, jag vill gå med dig oavsett hur du går.
And Jesus didn't permit him. In Mark chapter 5.
Men Jesus ville inte tillåta det.
He said, "Go home and tell your family what Jesus did for you."
Och han sa, "Gå hem till din familj och säg vad Jesus har gjort för dig."
You don't have to read the Bible. You don't have to share your theology.
Du tränger inte att läsa Bibeln och dela teologi.
You just have to tell your family what Jesus did for you.
Men du tränger att fortälla familjen din vad Jesus har gjort för dig.
You don't know the scriptures. You didn't memorize any verse.
Du kan kanske inte en många skriftsteg eller memorerat många vers.
But your life will be testimony.
Men livet ditt vill vara ett vittnesbild.
Your life will be testimony for many people.
Men livet ditt vill vara ett vittnesbild för många människor.
Indeed, the man went into the village and started telling the people what Jesus did to him.
Och yes, den man här han gick in I landsbyen och fortalt alla folk vad Jesus har gjort för han.
This man was just going showing the people his scars.
Och den här man han delt och visste arran sin till folk.
The following week when Jesus came back.
Och den nästa veckan när Jesus kom tillbaka.
He opened the door actually.
Så öppnade han faktiskt dörren.
When Jesus crossed over to Gennesaret.
När Jesus kryssade över till Gennesaret.
This is in the same region.
Och det här är samma region.
The people recognized him.
När de här folken igen
kände han. They recognized that he is the one that healed the mental ill person.
Då kände de igen att det var han som hade helbredat den psykiska man.
They started begging Jesus if they can just hold the hem of his garment.
Och de började spöra Jesus och man kan holde kappe.
But as many as touched the hem of Jesus' garment,
og så mange som rørt ved kappekanten til Jesus,
they were made well.
Dem var helbredet.
We don't doubt on the power of Jesus.
Vi tviler ikke på Guds kraft.
We don't doubt on the lordship of Jesus.
Og vi tviler ikke på herredømmet til
Jesus. We don't doubt on the Godhead of Jesus.
Og vi tviler ikke på guddommeligheten til Jesus.
Jesus is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus er Herrenes Herre.
He is God.
Og han er Gud.
He is the Savior.
Han er frelseren.
Not only the Savior of the Jewish.
Og ikke frelseren bare for de
jødiske. But the Savior of all mankind.
Og han er frelseren for hele menneskeheten.
Thank you for bringing your bruises and scars to him.
Takk for at du bringer dine sår og dine arr til Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Og far i Jesu navn.
We do believe.
Vi tror.
Your touch.
Din berøring.
In each and every one.
I hver og en.
Bruises in the body.
Sår i kroppen.
Bruises in the heart.
Sår i hjertet.
Bruises in the kidneys.
Og sår i nyren.
Bruises in the liver.
Og sår i levra.
Bruises in the colony.
Og sår i tarmen.
Bruises in the brain.
Og sår i hjernen.
You're gonna heal those bruises tonight.
Och du ska helbreda de såren.
In the name of Jesus.
I namnet Jesus Kristus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I namnet Jesus Kristus.
Thank you, Lord.
Tack, Herr.